After these things, the word of Yahuwah came unto El Avram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Avram, I am your shield, and your exceeding great reward. And Avram said, Adonai Yahuwah, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Avram said, Behold, to me you have given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of Yahuwah came unto him, saying, This shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth of your own generation shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward the heavens, and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall your seed be. And he believed in Yahuwah, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am Yahuwah, that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans, to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Adonai Yahuwah, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds he did not divide. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Avram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Avram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Avram, Know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. And you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Emorim is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the day Yahuwah cut a covenant with Avram, saying, Unto your seed have I given this land, from the river of Mitzrayim unto the great river, the river Perat, the Canaanim, the Kinizim, and the Kadmonim, and the Shittim, and the Perizim, and the Rephaim, and the Amorim, and the Canaanim, and the Girgashim, and the Yevusim. Now Sarai, Avram's woman, bore him no children, and she had a handmaid, a Mitzrayim, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto El Avram, Behold now, Yahuwah has restrained me from bearing. I pray you, go into my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Avram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Avram's woman, took Hagar, her maid, the Mitzari, after Avram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her man Avram to be his woman. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto El Avram, My wrong be upon you. I have given my maid into your bosom. When she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Yahuwah judge between me and you. But Avram said to El Sarai, Behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as it pleases you. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of Yahuwah found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence came you, and where will you go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of Yahuwah said unto her, Return to your mistress, and submit yourself under her hands. And the angel of Yahuwah said unto her, I will multiply your seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of Yahuwah said unto her, Behold, you are with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahuwah had heard your affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of Yahuwah that spoke unto her, El Roi, for she said, Have I also here looked after him that sees me? Wherefore the well was called Be'er Lahai Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore Avram a son, and Avram called his son's name, which Hagar bore, Ishmael. And Avram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Avram. And when Avram was 90 years old and 9, Yahuwah appeared to El Avram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai, walk before me and be perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Avram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Avram, but your name shall be called Avraham, for a father of many nations I made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in the generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be Elohim unto you and to your seed after you. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their Elohim. And Elohim said unto El Avraham, You shall guard my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall guard, between me and you and your seed after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every male child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not your seed. He that is born in your house and he that is bought with your money must need to be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And Elohim said unto El Avraham, As for Sarai your woman, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and give you a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Avraham fell on his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Avraham said unto Elohim, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And Elohim said, Sarah your woman shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Yitzhak, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes he shall beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Yitzhak, and with Sarah shall bear unto you at this time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Elohim went up from Avraham. And Avraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were born with his money, and every male among them of the men of Avraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Elohim had said unto him. And Avraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day was Avraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house born in the house, bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. And Yahuwah appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Adonai, if now I have found favor in your sight, do not pass away, I pray you, from your servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you your hearts. After that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, So do as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto El Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the heart. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto the young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah your woman? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah your woman shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, I shall have pleasure, my Adonai being old also. And Yahuwah said unto El Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I be a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for Yahuwah? At the time appointed I will return unto you, and according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for I was afraid. But he said, Nay, you did laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahuwah said, Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he shall command his children and his household after him, and they shall guard the way of Yahuwah, to do justice and judgment, that Yahuwah may bring upon Abraham that which was spoken of him. And Yahuwah said, Because of the cry of Sodom and Amorah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. And then the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Yahuwah. And Abraham drew near and said, Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Perchance there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And Yahuwah said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto Adonai, which am but dust and ashes. Perchance there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again, and said, Perchance there shall be found 40 there? And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not Adonai be angry, and I will speak. Perchance there shall be 30 found there? And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto Yahuwah. Perchance there shall be found 20 there? And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not Adonai be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Perchance 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And Yahuwah went his way as soon as he left communing with El Avraham, and Avraham returned unto his place.